The mindful path to self-compassion, freeing yourself from destructive thoughts and emotions. By Christopher K. Germer. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Mindful Path to Self-Compassion, Freeing Yourself from Destructive Thoughts and Emotions by Christopher K. Germer is a book that explores the power of self-compassion in helping us to overcome our destructive thoughts and emotions. The author explains how self-compassion can be used as an effective tool for managing difficult feelings, such as anxiety, depression, anger, guilt, shame, and fear. He also provides practical advice on how to cultivate self-compassion through mindfulness meditation practices. Germer begins by discussing the importance of understanding our own suffering before we can begin to practice self-compassion. He then goes on to explain what it means to be mindful, the ability to observe one's thoughts and feelings without judgment or attachment, and how this skill can help us become more compassionate towards ourselves. He emphasizes the need for kindness when dealing with difficult emotions and encourages readers not only accept their flaws but also learn from them. The author then outlines several different techniques for cultivating self-compassion, including loving-kindness meditation, LKM, which involves sending kind wishes towards oneself, mindful breathing exercises, writing down positive affirmations, visualizing a safe place, journaling about experiences of compassion, engaging in acts of service or charity work, practicing gratitude exercises, and using imagery techniques such as imagining yourself being embraced by someone who loves you unconditionally. In addition, Germer discusses ways in which we can use mindfulness skills in order to better understand our triggers so that we are better able to respond rather than react when faced with challenging situations. Finally, he offers guidance on how best integrate these practices into daily life so that they become part of our regular routine. Overall, The Mindful Path to Self-Compassion is an insightful guidebook filled with useful tips on how best develop greater levels of inner peace through cultivating greater levels of acceptance and understanding towards ourselves. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Self-compassion is an important tool for emotional well-being. Self-compassion is a way of relating to ourselves with kindness and understanding, rather than harshness and criticism. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and treating ourselves with the same care and understanding we would offer to a friend. Main idea number 2. Mindfulness is a key component of self-compassion. Mindfulness is the practice of being aware of our thoughts and feelings in the present moment without judgment. It is an essential part of self-compassion, as it allows us to observe our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. Main idea number 3. Self-compassion can help us cope with difficult emotions. Self-compassion can help us to cope with difficult emotions such as shame, guilt, and fear. It involves recognizing that these emotions are a normal part of being human and responding to them with kindness and understanding. Main idea number 4. Self-compassion can help us to be more resilient. Self-compassion can help us to be more resilient in the face of adversity. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, even in the face of failure or disappointment. Main idea number 5. Self-compassion can help us to be more accepting of ourselves. Self-compassion can help us to be more accepting of ourselves, including our flaws and imperfections. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, rather than harshness and criticism. Main idea number 6. Self-compassion can help us to be more compassionate towards others. Self-compassion can help us to be more compassionate towards others. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and treating others with the same care and understanding we would offer to ourselves. Main idea number 7. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our thoughts and feelings. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our thoughts and feelings. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and being aware of our thoughts and feelings in the present moment without judgment. Main idea number 8. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our actions. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our actions. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and being aware of our actions in the present moment without judgment. Main idea number 9. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our relationships. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our relationships. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and being aware of our relationships in the present moment without judgment. Main idea number 10. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our environment. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our environment. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and being aware of our environment in the present moment without judgment. Main idea number 11. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our values. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our values. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and being aware of our values in the present moment without judgment. Main idea number 12. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our goals. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our goals. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and being aware of our goals in the present moment without judgment. Main idea number 13. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our decisions. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our decisions. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and being aware of our decisions in the present moment without judgment. Main idea number 14. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our behavior. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our behavior. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and being aware of our behavior in the present moment without judgment. Main idea number 15. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our thoughts. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our thoughts. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and being aware of our thoughts in the present moment without judgment. Main idea number 16. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our feelings. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our feelings. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and being aware of our feelings in the present moment without judgment. Main idea number 17. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our needs. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our needs. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and being aware of our needs in the present moment without judgment. Main idea number 18. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our limitations. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our limitations. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and being aware of our limitations in the present moment without judgment. Main idea number 19. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our strengths. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our strengths. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and being aware of our strengths in the present moment without judgment. Main idea number 20. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our potential. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our potential. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and being aware of our potential in the present moment without judgment. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Self-compassion is an important tool for emotional well-being because it helps us to recognize our shared humanity and treat ourselves with kindness. It involves being mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and experiences without judgment or criticism. Self-compassion also encourages us to accept our imperfections and mistakes as part of the human experience. Instead of beating ourselves up over past failures or worrying about future outcomes, self-compassion allows us to be present in the moment and take care of ourselves in a gentle way. When we practice self-compassion, we are more likely to respond constructively when faced with difficult emotions such as shame, guilt, fear, anger, or sadness. We can learn how to soothe ourselves through compassionate self-talk rather than engaging in destructive behaviors like rumination or avoidance. Additionally, research has shown that people who practice self-compassion have higher levels of psychological well-being than those who don't. Ultimately, cultivating self-compassion can help us build resilience against life's challenges by allowing us to view them from a place of understanding rather than judgment. By learning how to be kinder towards ourselves during times of difficulty, we can create space for growth and healing. Main idea number 2. Mindfulness is a key component of self-compassion because it allows us to observe our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. When we practice mindfulness, we become aware of our thoughts and feelings in the present moment without judgment. This helps us to recognize when we are feeling overwhelmed or stressed out, so that we can take steps to address these issues before they become too overwhelming. Additionally, by being mindful of our emotions, we can learn how to respond more compassionately towards ourselves instead of engaging in negative self-talk or rumination. Mindfulness also helps us cultivate an attitude of acceptance towards ourselves and others. By recognizing that all emotions are valid and normal experiences, even if they may be uncomfortable at times, we can learn how to accept them rather than trying to push them away or ignore them. This acceptance allows us to move forward with greater ease as well as develop healthier relationships with ourselves and those around us. Finally, mindfulness encourages us to focus on the present moment rather than worrying about what has happened in the past or what might happen in the future. By doing this, it becomes easier for us to stay grounded in reality instead of getting lost in anxious thoughts about potential outcomes that may never come true. Main idea number 3. Self-compassion can help us to cope with difficult emotions such as shame, guilt, and fear. It involves recognizing that these emotions are a normal part of being human and responding to them with kindness and understanding. Self-compassion encourages us to be gentle with ourselves when we experience negative feelings or make mistakes. Instead of judging ourselves harshly for our shortcomings or failures, self-compassion allows us to accept our imperfections without judgment. It also helps us to recognize that everyone experiences difficult emotions at times, so we don't have to feel alone in our struggles. This can provide comfort during challenging moments and remind us that it is okay not to be perfect all the time. Additionally, self-compassion can motivate us by providing an incentive for personal growth. If we treat ourselves kindly even when things go wrong, then we will be more likely to take risks and try new things. Finally, self-compassion gives us the courage needed to confront painful memories or situations head-on instead of avoiding them out of fear or shame. By allowing ourselves the space necessary for healing from past traumas or disappointments without judgment or criticism, we can move forward in life feeling empowered rather than weighed down by regret. Main idea number 4. Self-compassion can help us to be more resilient in the face of adversity. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, even when we experience failure or disappointment. Self-compassion helps us to accept our imperfections without judgment, allowing us to move forward despite setbacks. It also encourages us to take responsibility for our actions while still being gentle with ourselves. By cultivating self-compassion, we can learn how to respond constructively rather than react destructively when faced with difficult situations. When we practice self-compassion, it allows us to recognize that everyone makes mistakes and experiences pain at times. This recognition helps us develop a greater sense of empathy towards others as well as ourselves. We become better able to cope with life's challenges because we are no longer overwhelmed by feelings of shame or guilt, but instead focus on learning from our experiences and growing stronger from them. By developing self-compassion, we can build resilience against stressors such as criticism or rejection from others. We learn how to regulate our emotions so that they don't overwhelm us and cause further distress. With this increased emotional regulation comes an improved ability to manage difficult situations in a healthy way. Main idea number 5. Self-compassion can help us to be more accepting of ourselves, including our flaws and imperfections. It involves recognizing that we are all human and have shared experiences of suffering, joy, success, and failure. Rather than judging or criticizing ourselves harshly for not being perfect, self-compassion encourages us to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding. We can learn to accept our mistakes as part of the learning process rather than berating ourselves for them. When we practice self-compassion, it helps us to become aware of our thoughts and feelings without judgment or criticism. This allows us to gain insight into why we may be feeling a certain way or behaving in a certain manner. With this awareness comes greater acceptance of who we are, flaws included, and an increased ability to make positive changes in our lives. Self-compassion also helps us cultivate resilience when faced with difficult situations or emotions such as fear, anger, sadness, guilt, or shame. By responding compassionately instead of harshly towards ourselves during these times, we can better manage the situation at hand while still honoring how we feel. Main idea number 6. Self-compassion can help us to be more compassionate towards others. It involves recognizing our shared humanity and treating others with the same care and understanding we would offer to ourselves. When we practice self-compassion, it helps us to recognize that everyone experiences suffering in life, including ourselves. This recognition allows us to extend compassion and kindness towards those who are struggling or going through difficult times. By practicing self-compassion, we learn how to respond with empathy rather than judgment when faced with someone else's pain or distress. We become better able to understand their experience from a place of non-judgmental acceptance instead of criticism or blame. Self-compassion also encourages us to take responsibility for our own actions without feeling guilty or ashamed about them. When we cultivate self-compassion, it becomes easier for us to forgive both ourselves and others for mistakes made in the past. We can accept that no one is perfect and that mistakes are part of being human. With this understanding comes greater patience and tolerance when dealing with other people's shortcomings. Ultimately, cultivating self-compassion helps us develop a deeper sense of connection with all living beings on this planet, including ourselves, and leads naturally into extending compassion towards others as well. Main idea number 7. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our thoughts and feelings. It involves recognizing that we are all human, and being aware of our thoughts and feelings without judgment. This means taking the time to pause, observe what is happening in the present moment, and then responding with kindness instead of criticism or self-judgment. Self-compassion also encourages us to accept ourselves as we are, rather than striving for perfection or trying to change who we are. When practicing self-compassion, it's important to remember that mistakes happen, they're part of life. Instead of beating yourself up over them, try viewing them as opportunities for growth. Acknowledge your emotions without judging them, simply observe how you feel in the moment without attaching any labels or expectations onto those feelings. Finally, practice self-care by engaging in activities that bring you joy and make you feel good about yourself. Whether it's going for a walk outside or spending time with friends and family, whatever brings you peace, make sure to take some time out each day just for yourself. Main idea number 8. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our actions. It involves recognizing that we are all human and have shared experiences, and being aware of our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in the present moment without judgment. This allows us to take a step back from any negative self-talk or criticism that may arise when we make mistakes or experience difficult emotions. Instead of judging ourselves harshly for not meeting expectations or feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, self-compassion encourages us to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding. By practicing self-compassion, we can become more mindful of how our actions affect others as well as ourselves. We can learn to recognize when we are engaging in unhelpful behavior patterns such as avoidance or procrastination, which may lead to further distress down the line. Self-compassion also helps us stay connected with our values so that even if things don't go according to plan, we still feel good about who we are and what matters most. Main idea number 9. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our relationships. It involves recognizing that we are all human and have shared experiences, and being aware of the present moment without judgment. This means taking a step back from any negative thoughts or emotions that may arise in relation to our relationships, and instead focusing on understanding them with kindness and acceptance. Self-compassion also encourages us to take responsibility for our actions, while still allowing ourselves to forgive mistakes or missteps along the way. When we practice self-compassion in regards to our relationships, it helps us become more aware of how we interact with others. We can learn how to better communicate our needs and feelings without fear or shame. Additionally, self-compassion allows us to recognize when someone else is struggling emotionally so that we can offer support rather than criticism or judgment. By cultivating self-compassion towards ourselves as well as those around us, we create an environment where everyone feels safe enough to express themselves honestly and openly. This leads not only to healthier relationships but also greater overall well-being. Main idea number 10. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our environment. It involves recognizing that we are all part of the same human family and being aware of our surroundings without judgment or criticism. When we practice self-compassion, it helps us to become more conscious of how our actions affect others and the world around us. We can learn to appreciate the beauty in nature, recognize when something is out of balance, and take steps to make positive changes for ourselves and those around us. Mindfulness also encourages us to pay attention to what is happening in the present moment without getting caught up in thoughts about past events or worrying about future outcomes. This allows us to observe our environment with a sense of curiosity rather than judgment or fear. By cultivating this attitude towards ourselves and others, we can develop greater understanding and compassion for both ourselves and those around us. By combining mindfulness with self-compassion, we can create an awareness that leads not only to greater insight into our own lives but also into the lives of those around us. With this heightened awareness comes a deeper appreciation for life's complexities as well as an increased ability to respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. Main idea number 11. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our values. It involves recognizing that we are all human and have shared experiences, and being aware of our values in the present moment without judgment. This means taking a step back from any negative thoughts or emotions that may arise, and instead focusing on what is important to us. By doing this, we can become more conscious of how our actions align with our core beliefs and values. When we practice self-compassion, it helps us to stay connected to ourselves even when things don't go as planned or when life throws unexpected challenges at us. We can use self-compassion as an anchor for staying true to ourselves by reminding ourselves why certain decisions matter so much to us. Self-compassion also allows us to forgive ourselves if we make mistakes or fall short of expectations. It gives us the strength and courage needed for making changes in order to live according to our own standards. By cultivating self-compassion, we can become better attuned with what matters most in life, our relationships with others, living authentically according to our own values, finding joy in everyday moments, and take steps towards creating a meaningful existence for ourselves. Main idea number 12. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our goals. It involves recognizing that we are all human and have shared experiences, and being aware of our goals without judgment or criticism. Self-compassion encourages us to take a step back from the goal itself and focus on how it makes us feel in the present moment. We can then use this awareness to make decisions about whether or not pursuing the goal is beneficial for ourselves, both mentally and physically. When we practice self-compassion, we become more mindful of our goals by understanding why they are important to us. This helps us stay focused on what matters most while also allowing room for flexibility if needed. Additionally, self-compassion allows us to recognize when it's time to let go of a goal that no longer serves its purpose or brings joy into our lives. By practicing self-compassion with regards to our goals, we can create an environment where growth is possible without feeling overwhelmed by expectations or fear of failure. We learn how to accept ourselves as imperfect beings who are capable of making mistakes but still striving towards something greater than ourselves. Main idea number 13. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our decisions. It involves recognizing that we are all human and have shared experiences, and being aware of the choices we make in the present moment without judgment or criticism. Self-compassion encourages us to take a step back from our thoughts and feelings, observe them objectively, and respond with kindness rather than harshness. This allows us to recognize when our decisions may not be serving us well, so that we can adjust accordingly. When making decisions with self-compassion in mind, it is important to remember that mistakes are part of life. We should strive for progress rather than perfection by acknowledging our missteps as learning opportunities instead of failures. Additionally, self-compassion helps us stay focused on what matters most, taking care of ourselves and others around us. By practicing self-compassion when making decisions, we can become more mindful about how they will affect both ourselves and those around us. We can also learn to accept imperfections as part of life's journey while still striving for growth and improvement. Main idea number 14. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our behavior. It involves recognizing that we are all human and have shared experiences, and being aware of our behavior in the present moment without judgment. This means taking a step back from any negative thoughts or emotions that may arise, and instead focusing on understanding why they exist. By doing this, we can become more conscious of how our actions affect ourselves and others around us. Mindfulness also encourages us to take responsibility for our own feelings and reactions. We learn to accept them as part of who we are rather than trying to push them away or ignore them. This helps us develop greater self-awareness so that when difficult situations arise, we can respond with kindness towards ourselves rather than criticism. Finally, self-compassion allows us to recognize the importance of making mistakes as part of learning and growing. Rather than beating ourselves up over past errors or worrying about future ones, it encourages us to view mistakes as opportunities for growth, and even celebrate them. Main idea number 15. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our thoughts. It involves recognizing that we are all human and have shared experiences, and being aware of our thoughts in the present moment without judgment. This means taking a step back from our thoughts and observing them objectively, rather than getting caught up in their content or judging ourselves harshly for having them. By doing this, we can gain insight into why certain thought patterns exist and how they may be impacting us negatively. Mindfulness also helps us to become more aware of how our emotions influence our thinking. We can learn to recognize when we're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, which often leads to negative self-talk or rumination on unhelpful topics. With self-compassion, however, we can take a step back from these feelings and observe them with kindness instead of criticism. This allows us to better understand what is causing the emotion so that it doesn't spiral out of control. Finally, self-compassion encourages us to accept ourselves as imperfect beings who make mistakes but still deserve love and respect. When we practice mindfulness along with self-compassion, it becomes easier for us to forgive ourselves for past errors while also learning from them so that similar mistakes don't happen again in the future. Main idea number 16. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our feelings. It involves recognizing that we are all human and have shared experiences, and being aware of our emotions without judging them. This allows us to accept ourselves as we are in the present moment, rather than dwelling on past mistakes or worrying about future outcomes. By taking a compassionate approach towards ourselves, we can become more attuned to our inner experience and better understand how it affects our behavior. Mindfulness is an important part of self-compassion because it helps us stay connected with what's happening inside us. We can learn to observe our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them or trying to push them away. This gives us the opportunity to respond from a place of understanding instead of reacting out of fear or anger. With practice, mindfulness can help us cultivate greater acceptance for ourselves and others. Main idea number 17. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our needs. It involves recognizing that we are all human and have shared experiences, and being aware of our own needs in the present moment without judgment or criticism. Self-compassion encourages us to take a step back from difficult situations and recognize how we are feeling, what we need, and how best to respond. This helps us to become more attuned with ourselves so that we can better meet our own needs. When practicing self-compassion, it is important to remember that mistakes are part of life and should not be seen as failures. Instead, they should be viewed as opportunities for growth and learning. We can also use self-compassionate language when talking about ourselves, instead of using harsh words like stupid or lazy when describing an action or mistake, try replacing them with kinder words such as, I made a mistake, or I could have done better this time around. By taking the time to practice self-compassion on a regular basis, we can learn how to be more mindful of our needs in any given situation. This will allow us to make decisions based on what is best for ourselves rather than trying to please others or live up to unrealistic expectations. Main idea number 18. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our limitations. It involves recognizing that we are all imperfect and vulnerable, and that it is part of the human experience to make mistakes or feel inadequate at times. By being aware of our own limitations without judgment, we can learn to accept them as a natural part of life rather than something shameful or wrong. This acceptance allows us to move forward with greater self-awareness and understanding. When we practice self-compassion, we become more aware of how our thoughts and feelings affect us in the present moment. We also become better able to recognize when these thoughts or feelings are unhelpful or unrealistic, allowing us to respond with kindness instead of criticism. Self-compassion helps us cultivate an attitude of openness towards ourselves so that we can learn from our experiences without getting stuck in negative patterns. By cultivating self-compassion, we can develop a healthier relationship with ourselves and gain insight into what truly matters most in life. We may find that by accepting our limitations, flaws, and weaknesses, rather than trying to deny them, we open up new possibilities for growth and transformation. Main idea number 19. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our strengths. It involves recognizing that we are all human and have shared experiences, and being aware of our own unique strengths without judgment. This means taking the time to appreciate what makes us special, rather than focusing on our weaknesses or comparing ourselves to others. Self-compassion also encourages us to accept ourselves as we are in the present moment, with all of our flaws and imperfections. When we practice self-compassion, it helps us become more mindful of our strengths by allowing us to recognize them without criticism or comparison. We can take a step back from any negative thoughts about ourselves and instead focus on what is good about who we are right now. By doing this regularly, it becomes easier for us to identify areas where we excel and use those skills in meaningful ways. In addition, self-compassion allows us to be kinder towards ourselves when things don't go according to plan or if something doesn't work out as expected. Instead of beating ourselves up over mistakes or failures, self-compassion teaches us how to respond with understanding and acceptance so that we can learn from these experiences rather than dwelling on them. Main idea number 20. Self-compassion can help us to be more mindful of our potential. It involves recognizing that we are all human and have the capacity for growth, even if we don't always live up to our expectations. By being aware of our potential in the present moment without judgment, self-compassion allows us to accept ourselves as we are while also striving for improvement. This helps us to stay focused on what is possible rather than dwelling on past mistakes or worrying about future outcomes. When practicing self-compassion, it's important to remember that everyone makes mistakes and has areas where they could use some improvement. Instead of beating ourselves up over these shortcomings, self-compassion encourages us to recognize them as part of being human and strive towards bettering ourselves with kindness and understanding. Self-compassion also helps us become more mindful of how our thoughts and emotions affect our behavior so that we can make conscious choices instead of reacting out of habit. By cultivating a sense of self-compassion, we can learn how to be kinder and gentler with ourselves when things don't go according to plan or when life throws unexpected challenges at us. We can also become more aware of our strengths and weaknesses so that we can focus on developing those skills which will help bring out the best in ourselves. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.